the Lord help us this evening by singing hymn 978. How blessed are they who truly see their emptiness and poverty, whose souls are humbled in the dust, and who in Jesus only trust. 978.
Thank you. From God's Word, we'll read the fourth chapter in the Gospel as recorded by Mark. The Gospel recorded by Mark, the fourth chapter. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea, on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them, in his doctrine, hearken. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. It came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with 12 asked of him the parable. He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. He said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it become unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed? Not to be set on a candlestick. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. He said unto them, take heed, watch ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. He that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. The earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. With many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? May God's blessing rest upon his precious holy word of truth. May he help us in prayer. Most holy, almighty, infinite Lord God, we thank thee for thy mercies, which bring us into thy house this night. Around thy word once more. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst draw near and tarry with us. And that in this evening hour of thy day, thou wouldst reveal thyself unto us as our friend, as our Saviour, as our Sovereign Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship thee aright. Help us, Lord, to glorify thy holy majesty and to honour thee, to bring forth the praise and the glory due to thy holy name. Cast out all that would distract, and may our minds be fixed on Jesus. May our minds be fixed on a triune God. And may we adore and worship thee tonight, and prove that thou art with thy thoughts towards us, as we would be toward thee. Speak, O gentle Jesus, even this night, a word in season to each soul gathered here. Suit the word for each case before thee, whether it be encouragement and consolation and relief, direction, guidance, protection, rebuke, reproof. Or a word which quickens into life. But Lord, send none untouched away. Give us that faith's eye view to see a crucified Jesus suffering for us. Give us a faith's eye view to see a triumphant Jesus reigning now in glory at the Father's side. Bless, we pray, this church and people, and do thou supply their every need. Bless thy servants whom thou dost direct into this pulpit. Give each, Lord, a message for thy people, and give the people hearing ears and hearts of faith to receive thy message and to go forth and bring forth the fruit that we've read of. Grant, Lord, that the manna may flow, fall from heaven, and the living waters flow from the rock Christ Jesus, smitten at Calvary, service by service. That thy abundant blessing may be known. O Lord, we pray that thou wouldst pardon and forgive our many sins, that thou wouldst accept us in thy dear Son, that thou wouldst take us for thine own, plead our cause, do watch over, Lord, this people, add to them in grace and in numbers, add to this church, bless and help the deacons in their office that thou hast called them to, and bless each one who gathers here week by week, and those who this evening have gathered from other causes of truth. May those causes represented know thy blessing also. Pray for one who has been in hospital this past week, and pray, Lord, that thou wouldst grant her thy healing mercies and sanctification in her soul. Draw near unto her, we beg. And bless each one, Lord, this evening with their various trials, concerns, burdens and needs. Bring life to those who are dead. Bring light to those in darkness, deliverance to those in trouble, forgiveness to those who feel condemned, a growth in grace to the living, an increase of faith, hope, love, patience, and every grace. Be with any, Lord, who have any mountains before them this coming week. May they see thee going before them in the way. May those mountains flow down at thy presence. We pray for thy people up and down this land and throughout the world. We pray thy blessing to rest upon the various causes of truth as they gather for worship. Bless thy servants as they labour, thy people as they gather. And grant, Lord, that much may be done this evening which will cause heaven to rejoice to all eternity. Bless parents and help them to bring up children in thy fear. Grant thy help in business life, family life, church life, individual life. Supply every need. Open every door. Grant, Lord, that there may be pillars raised up to continue the worship of thy great and holy name here and elsewhere in our land and indeed throughout the whole world. Remember, Lord, thy persecuted church in other parts of the world. May it know much of thy loving care and kindness. Remember, Lord, those who have strayed. Lord, grant them true repentance. Grant them deliverance. Grant, Lord, that they might know what it is to be brought back, to be kept by thee. Command deliverances, we pray. Let not Satan gain a victory. Heal backslidings and love freely. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 947. Great God, to thee I'll make my griefs and sorrows known, and with a humble hope approach thy awful throne. Though by my sins deserving hell, I'll not despair, for who can tell? 947.
seeking the Lord's help. We turn this evening to the book of the Revelation, chapter 19. We read the 6th verse. Revelation 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as a voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Revelation 19, verse 6. John on the Isle of Patmos, working in the salt mines under exile because he preached the truth and the gospel and the kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In the midst of that trying pathway is given this glimpse of heaven itself. And in the text here this evening, we have one of the anthems of heaven. Alleluia. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. This word alleluia, it means praise the Lord. It means worship the Lord. It means give honour and glory to the Lord. It means make our boast in the Lord. For he and he alone is worthy of praise, of honour, of glory. Of our deepest affections, of our thanksgiving. Alleluia. And then we're given one of the reasons why his name is to be praised. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord God, the sovereign, almighty, master, and king. The one and only deity, the one and only self-existent being, the one in whom all power and authority is vested in. There is none higher or greater than he. He is a good God. He is a kind God, he is a holy God, he is a merciful God, he is an all-wise God who has never and can never make a mistake. And the redeemed in heaven and the angels in heaven rejoice that this almighty God reigns. They're filled with joy and gladness and rejoicing and thanksgiving and praise that the Lord reigneth. Alleluia. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. This word omnipotent, it means almighty. It means all-powerful. And so the one in our text has the gracious ability and the gracious power invested in him to reign. He has the right to reign, the sovereign right. He reigned over the creation of this world by his almighty power. He spake, and out of nothing formed the universe and all that is therein. Out of nothing he made the angels before time began. He is but to speak, and it is done. He reigns as our creator, and as the one who has created us and all things around us. He has a sovereign right to rule over us. He has a sovereign right to dictate what we should do, what we should not do, how we should live, how we should act, what we should say and not say, what our spirit should be. It should be our sovereign, our sacred privilege to obey the words of our Master. His rule is not an oppressive rule. It is a benevolent, kind rule, compassionate rule. And the commands he has given for our good. He has set a hedge about us for our good. And because man has broken down that hedge, it is why there is all the trouble in the world, all the sin in the world, all the sorrow of the world. Friends, he has a sovereign right to rule in our lives, but does he rule? Has he ruled this past week? Or have we rebelled against that rule? Have we despised that rule? Have we deliberately gone against that rule? In so doing, friends, we have sinned if we have. Whether it be a sin of thought, and all sin begins with the thought. Whether it is a sin of word or a sin of deed. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Child of God, take courage this evening. Satan doesn't reign, though he might seem to. Your enemies do not reign, though they may oppress you. That one who doesn't fear God, with who you have to deal with day by day, doesn't reign. They can't harm your soul, though they may cause you distress and anxiety, and many a tear and many a plea to God for help. But friend, look up higher. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You may be in the storm this evening. Just as literally in your own feelings as those disciples were on that lake all those many years ago in our reading. But they got to the other side of the lake. He had said, "Let us pass over to the other side." When he gave that command, he knew what was ahead of them. No doubt Satan's intention was to completely destroy that boat and to thwart the purposes of God. But when the Lord said, "Peace, be still," Satan had to be quiet. Though the storm was raging, though the billows were tossing, though that boat seemed to be at the very mercy of those winds and waves, and those experienced fishermen couldn't do anything about it, though it seemed they were going to a watery grave with that boat full, and that seems to be where you are this evening, does it not, child of God? Your storm has been long. The night has been dark. The billows have been strong. And you have cried out to your God for deliverance time and again. And he seems asleep. He seems silent. He doesn't seem to answer. But beloved friends, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth in the storm just as much as in the calm. The Lord God omnipotent is in perfect control just as much in the fiercest storm as in the deepest calm. And the winds and the waves shall obey his voice. Peace, be still. He has designed a time for your storm to begin, continue, and also to end. And he's brought you into that storm to teach you lessons you cannot learn outside of it. And until you've learned those lessons, you won't come out of the storm. But when you have, he will immediately say, "Peace, be still." You're going to learn more of yourself in this storm. More of what a sinner you are. More of how you need mercy. More of how you need help. More of how you need God to reign on your behalf. You are going to prove the almighty power of God when you most need it. You are going to prove the faithfulness of God when you most need it. You are going to prove the love of God when you most need it. You are going to prove he does not forsake his people. When you come out of this storm, you will have grown in grace. Your faith will have been stronger. And your self-confidence will be weaker. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Rejoice that God reigns. Continue praying in your storm. The God of miracles still lives. The God of miracles is still on the throne. The God of miracles can still deliver. And in his own time and way, he will deliver. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. That ship and those other little ships with him got safe to land. Though it was a tempestuous crossing, child of God, so will you. You'll get safe home to heaven at last. Though it might be you'd brought there in a stormy gale. But then the Lord God omnipotent reigns when you're in the calm. When things are going well. When there is no trouble. And beloved friends, you need God to reign just as much in the time of success and ease and quietness and peace and deliverance as you do when you're in the trouble and the storms and the deep waters. You need to look up just as much then as in the storm. You need God to reign over your spirit in both situations. When you're in the storm, to be submissive, to be patient, to be prayerful, to be quiet. And when you are in those times of quietness and ease, you need the Lord God omnipotent to keep you from falling into a prayerless, careless spirit, to keep you from settling down, to keep you from being satisfied with anything less than Christ Jesus. To keep you exercised. To keep you on your knees. Keep you hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And then he reigns in your soul. You who this evening know what temptation is. You this evening who know what it is to feel convicted and condemned in your conscience because of your sin. And you feel almost this evening there's no hope for your salvation. There's no hope for your peace. There is no hope for your heaven. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He has the right. He has the power. He has the authority to forgive all your sins. And to bring you to know that peace in your own heart. He is but to say, peace, be still. And that storm of conviction will pass. You'll know that peace made by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What a storm did he go through? We can little comprehend the agony, the distress, the loneliness and sorrow that our Lord had to endure upon that cross at Calvary when he stood in the sinner's place. When he bore that punishment for sin, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and God who reigns has ordained that the only way that you can find peace with God, the only way you can be reconciled to God, the only way you can find heaven at last, the only way you can be delivered from a just, righteous, deserved punishment eternally in hell, where no prayer is ever heard and no deliverance is ever given, is through the sacrifice that Jesus made upon that cross. That's the only way God forgives sins, no other. That is the way this omnipotent God has decreed the way back. What a blessing it is that a way has been made. But beloved friends, how many of us are in this way? What do you know of the Lord God omnipotent leading you first to see your need of a Saviour, to realize that you have done wrong, to realize that you have fallen short, to realize that you have not obeyed God as you should have obeyed him, and to realize that for every time you have fallen short, you merit the almighty anger of God. To be brought to realize that there is no hope in yourself. You cannot save yourself. You cannot promise to be better tomorrow than you have been in the past. You cannot promise perfection, which God in his holy law demands. How many of us have ever known what it is to be lost? How many of us have been brought to that point? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is where, when God rules in a heart, he brings it to. He brings it to seek for mercy, to desire mercy, to value mercy, and to find mercy. That mercy which is found in Jesus alone. That's where God has mercy upon a coming sinner. And it's ruling mercy, it's reigning mercy. It's when God does not do to you what you deserve. You deserve to be cast out. You deserve to be rejected. You deserve to be condemned. You deserve him to utterly forsake you. But when this sinner is brought to plead for mercy for Jesus' sake alone, when this sinner is brought to plead that that precious blood that Jesus shed upon that cross at Calvary might have been shed on his behalf or her behalf, God does have mercy on that coming sinner. He may not necessarily show it you to start with. He may, in his sovereign will, keep you praying and knocking at mercy's door for many years. But no sinner yet ever perished seeking mercy for Jesus' sake. None ever will. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and he reigns in the soul by grace. Grace reigns. Hymn writer says, grace reigns through pardon, crimson sins. And it's when God gives grace, he gives the influence of his Holy Spirit as an authority, as a guide, as a restraint to restrain you from doing wrong, and as a constraint to constrain you to walk in paths that you wouldn't walk by your own natural desire. And so he'll make you humble. He'll make you prayerful. He'll make you dependent. He'll make you feel what it is to be nothing. He'll make you feel what it is to be bankrupt. He will bring down pride and self-will and independence, that Christ Jesus may be all in all. He will give you a sickening for the world. He will give you a sickening for those sins that you once loved. And he'll give you a hunger and an appetite for those things that you once fled from, where once you never prayed. Now you find you, from time to time, you live by prayer. Where once you never read the Word of God, now you find it's your chief desire to read it, and you read it carefully, you read it prayerfully, you linger over it, and you ask the Lord to make it to you, spirit and life. When you come to the house of God, the Lord reigns in your heart as he makes it good ground, so you're not like that staunch, stony, or wayside hearer that we read of. But you made good ground. You made prayerful. You're given a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. You're given an appetite and a longing after pardon and peace and holiness, and Christ's presence, and for his voice to speak. You hear with different ears. No longer are you just waiting for the service to end so you can go on in your way of sin. Now you are disappointed if the service ends and your case hasn't been met. And when your case is met, you're disappointed when it ends, because you want to hear more of Jesus and of his love and of his righteousness and of what he has done for poor sinners. Hallelujah. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He reigns in the affairs of this nation and the nations of the world. It's easy to forget, isn't it, when we look at the dreadful, awful state of this nation and of how we have fallen, how sin and iniquity abounds, and how it seems Satan has great power. Friends, he does have great power, but he doesn't have almighty power. God does. And though it seems he has withdrawn his restraint from this nation, he still reigns over it. He still overrules for the good of his people. His purposes are still accomplished. Sinners are still being called by grace from darkness to light, from life, from death to life. His purposes go on. He still calls out his sheep by name. In this generation, just as much as he did in those days of great revival. And if it is his sovereign will, he can but put forth his hand and there will be another revival. He is able. So, friend, look up. God is higher. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He reigns in heaven when you need him most. When you're at wit's end corner, knowing not what to do at the end of your own wisdom and strength. When you need pardon for sin. When you need a righteousness which is pure and holy. And you haven't got any of your own. When you need a deliverance. When you need a help. When you need a blessing. When you need a fear not. The Lord God is on the throne, reigning, watching you and over you. Listening to your cry. And there's power in his word. There's power in his fear nots. If he gives you a fear not, you've no reason to fear, but you're going to need it. It's going to be tried. It's going to go in the deep waters. He doesn't give you a fear not if you're not going to have fears in the way. But beloved friend, he gave you that fear not to remind you. He knew what was coming. And he will give you all sufficient grace and support to carry you through and bring you out safely the other side. Fear not. He rules over Satan. Satan does not have the right to condemn your soul to hell. Though he so often tells you that's where you're going. He doesn't have the keys of hell and of death. God does. Remember that. And also remember this. Satan has not been permitted to view the Lamb's Book of Life. He tells you your name's not there, but he's never seen it. Satan's a liar. He's an experienced liar. He's been lying from the beginning of time. He knows the best way to bring you down and discourage you, child of God. And poor tempted sinner who doesn't feel to be a child of God. Satan doesn't reign, God does. And so, take what Satan says back to God. Tell him that he tells you that your name isn't in the Lamb's Book of Life, and ask the Lord to show you that it is. Tell him that the devil tells you you're such a great sinner, and you are. But the devil never tells you you've got a greater Saviour, does he? Ask God, who is all powerful, more powerful than all your sin put together. To bring to you that pardon. To bring to you that peace. To bring to you that quietness. To bring to you that stillness. To bring to you that calm, to bring to you that assurance that he has loved you with an everlasting love. And beloved friends, he does rule in love, and all his dealings with his people are done in love. Yes, even when he puts you in the storm, even when he allows Satan sometimes to harass you, it's all done in love. You can't see it now, but beloved friend, he has said, has he not? Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore that must mean this trial, this circumstance, this moment in time, because he changes not. His love is everlasting. It had no beginning. It will have no end. And time will not terminate him from loving you, child of God. Because he is the Lord, he changes not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You may need him this week in a way that you as yet do not know. You may come into something unexpectedly. You may be brought to a dead halt. And when you are, may God bring this word back to you. May you be able to go to him in prayer and ask him to show you that he reigns on your behalf. Plead this word day by day. Ask him to reign over your spirit, that it may be a Christ-like spirit, that it may be a faithful spirit, maybe a truthful spirit, that it may be a God-loving spirit and a sin-hating spirit. Ask him to crucify the flesh through its affections and its lusts and sins. Ask him to reign and to give you the grace to follow him day by day. Ask him to lead you forth in the right way, and to give you his presence near. Hallelujah. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And yes, when you come into those difficulties, ask him to show you that he reigns over your circumstances, over those trials and difficulties, and those who appear to be your enemies. The hearts of all men and all circumstances are in his hand. He can turn them at a moment, if it is his sovereign holy will to do. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And when, child of God, you're called home to glory, this will be the anthem that you will sing, and you will sing it by experience. And you will sing it in deeper and sweeter notes because you walk through paths here below where the Lord made you see that he reigns. By experience, by putting you into such circumstances where you had to rely upon him to reign and to rule and to intervene on your behalf. That's why it's come. The preparation for that day when you will be called home to sing in deeper, sweeter notes his power to save and to deliver. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife hath made herself ready. All the honour and glory and praise and worship and thanksgiving is due to him alone. And child of God in glory above, you'll give it. While you journey homeward, may you be given the grace, even in the storms, to give it to him here. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £800, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 949. There's not a name beneath the skies, nor is there one in heaven above, but that of Jesus can suffice the sinner's burden to remove. 949.
Thank you.
Do forgive, O Lord, all that thou hast seen wrong in our worship of thy holy name today. Bless thy word unto us. As we go forth, Lord, into the days of this week, may we each prove, Lord God, omnipotent reigneth on our behalf. Lord, still these storms of life, bring out of trouble, and grant, Lord, that deliverance, that pardon, and that peace to each one. And may, Lord, we be kept from falling, and at last presented faultless before thy holy throne with exceeding joy, to crown thee, Lord of all. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost rest and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.